Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob. Today we're going to be starting off the show with an interview with members of the group The Procedures, who are also the Soul Procedures. So I have in the studio right now four members of the group. So you guys, can you introduce yourselves?
I'm Robert.
What's your last name?
Robert Smith.
Okay.
My name is Billy Sims.
Okay.
My name is Frederick Escobar.
I'm Walter Jones.
Okay, so the group cut a bunch of excellent records in the 70s, so today we'll be going over their story and playing their records. So I guess, first of all, what part of Chicago are you guys from?
On the south side.
Okay, what specific like neighborhood are you guys from?
Stateway Gardens.
Okay, some of you are from there and some of you are from Wentworth Gardens, is that right?
Wentworth Gardens.
Okay, so that's like State and like 35th, pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay. And when did the group form, and how did the group form?
Well, the groups formed back in Stateway Rec Center. These gentlemen, Robert, Billy, and Lester, and Gary, they was working on some songs.
Okay.
And I heard some notes off, so, you know, I like music, so I went in and I showed them what to do and made the sound more of that, and I told them, what y'all plan on doing? Are y'all plan on going professional, or y'all just doing something, you know, for time? So they said they thought about it. So one of our second lead singer, Lester, he had other goals set, so I filled in for him at that time, and then we worked our way, made up enough song. We started doing little auditions for different clubs and so forth, and most of the folks that got to know us by the Soul Procedure, they always, when we was in the house as a group, they always invite us to come up on stage and sing something a cappella. So our reputation built up from there, and then we just went on from that point on.
So the group originally was guys singing and harmonizing in Stateway Gardens. And you,
yes,
met them there, you,
yes.
Fred, you met them there.
Yes.
So it's because they were right next to each other. And
yes.
So were there a lot of groups from that area?
No, there was one more group in that called the Miracle Temps, you know, and they had a different sound from us.
Okay.
We had a different sound, so we both worked out. You know, they listened to what we had to do. We listened to what they had to do.
Okay.
So, and as for Walter, he was over in Wentworth, they were doing their thing, so we wasn't that familiar what was going on there at that time.
So Walter was already in a group in that time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Five Crowns.
So you were in the Five Crowns, a group that did that song, Just a Part of Life.
That's right. And basically, we all grew up together.
Okay.
Before all this group singing started. But originally, we all went to school together.
What school did you guys go to?
Abbott School.
Okay.
And Wendy Phillips High School.
Wendy Phillips.
Okay. So you guys were in school, and when did the group form? Was it while you were in high school, or a little bit after that?
A little bit after.
Okay.
You know.
So had you sang before then?
Oh, I always sang in the neighborhood, but I wasn't in no group, you know.
Okay.
You know, I love music, so I was always imitating different artists and so forth, so.
Okay.
And then as we got serious in what we were going to do, we took up some lessons. And we were going to start out playing our instrument via
a band. Okay.
That didn't work out because of jobs and family obligations at that time, because we was all married, you know. And
you're still married.
We're still married. So
so the group formed around, like, what years?
I think it was 1970.
Okay. And so the group formed, and you ultimately ended up cutting a record called Caution.
Yes.
And that came out probably around 1971, something like that.
Yes.
So what's the story? How'd you get hooked up with the record label and the recording?
Well, Walter and them had out Just a Part of Life.
Okay.
And I went to check his show out they had at one of the clubs one night they was working, and I met Mr. Epps, and I told Mr. Epps, you know, talking about the group. So he
ran the record label?
Yeah, so he said, I'll come by with my partner and listen to you guys and see what we can do, you know. And then he liked our sound, and then I sat in the house one day, and I was sitting out writing about the current thing that was going on around us at that time. That's how Caution came up, if you really listen to it.
Okay.
It's a little before its time, because it speaks about what's going on today.
Yeah, it was like a conscious type song. It was like reminiscent, like the Temptations, like with Norman Whitfield had songs like that at the time, too. So then, what's the lineup on that Caution record? Who's singing on the record?
Robert, Billy, myself, and Gary.
What's Gary's last name?
Logan.
Okay. So I'm going to play the record, and then we can talk some more so the audience knows what we're talking about. This is the Soul Procedures with their very first record called Caution. Okay, that was just the Soul Procedures with their very first record called Caution that came out around 1971. Right now in the studio are members of the group talking about their records. So when that record came out, you guys must have been pretty excited that you had a record out. And did you start doing shows around that time, or were you already doing shows? What was happening?
Yeah. Well, we was already doing shows, but it helped to sell the group more.
Okay.
You know, and we played it where the DJs were, because we had copies at that time. It was picked as the number one pick hit of the week on WGIC at that time. I think Richard Steele was over at that station.
Okay.
And we just waited to see what our president of our company was going to do.
The 5-0 record label?
Yes. And we waited, and we're still waiting.
Okay.
So we know how that turned out, you know.
So before the record came out, you were even doing shows, you were saying?
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff did you do at your shows?
Well, we did a variety of songs. Cause we had four different voices. So we did Robert, the bass, he did the deep song. He did the Lou Rawls. He did a few other artists. Billy, he had a high voice. He did the song. We split them up.
Okay.
And the ballads and so forth, you know. I always loved singing ballads. He did too, you know. And some of the fast songs. We got We did mostly like number one hits of the different artists.
Okay. So what kind of clubs did you play at?
We played at High Chaparral, a Burning Spear,
Bill Street,
Pace Setter, Green Bunny,
Checkerboard,
then the big club on 93rd that we stayed at, Hummingbird.
Okay. So did you get a lot more shows after that first record came out though, right?
Oh, yes.
Did you do shows with other groups as part of some review, or what was the deal?
Yeah, we did shows with other groups. We did them with the Notations. We was on shows with Barbara and Unique's.
Walter Jackson.
Walter Jackson.
Five Wages.
And we did some guest spot with. We had our band was playing at the High Chaparral, and they had the Enchantments and the OJs there, and we did a guest spot.
Your band? What was your band?
That was Tomorrow's People.
Okay. And they actually cut their own record, too, I think, like later in the 70s.
So we did, that's when we had Anthem with Keep Your Head to the Sky, you know. And
So that first record came out, and it got some play in Chicago.
Yeah.
And the same record label, they released a second record on you. And the A-side was a cover of Harvey Scales and the Seven Sounds Glamour Girl.
Yes.
And then the flip was a really nice record called But What Is This Feeling?
Mm-hmm.
So did that record get any play in Chicago?
No, I don't think so. I know we had a copy from Billboard, 26. I think we was on that show. I sure wish I had it. And they had at that time Glamour Girl on that. But I don't know if it was just a copy that they had just printed up to maybe impress the DJ that something was going on or
okay.
Not, you know, so I can't verify.
So so pretty much the record label didn't promote the record well.
No.
So do you know what happened, why you chose to cover this Harvey Scales song?
That was one of the songs they gave us for B-side.
Okay.
And I didn't even know the song at the time, you know. And I listened, and they wanted it done. I don't know, maybe they were affiliated with it or so forth. And
so you think Harvey was affiliated with it somehow? Or?
Maybe.
Okay.
We didn't really get into the facts of the background of the studio or who was working. We know we had pretty good arrangers, and we worked on our song and our vocals. So we left that business to them, you know, and kept our shows up because we were tied up, you know, and plus we worked regular jobs also.
Okay, so did you personally intended the other side to be the A side? But What Is This Feeling?
Yes.
Okay. And who wrote that song?
I did.
Okay. And you wrote most of the songs, is that right?
Yes, most of them.
Okay. So, and for this record, did the lineup change at all?
On caution?
Yeah, well, on But What Is This Feeling and Glamour Girl, who's singing?
I did.
Who else is singing? Was Gary still in the group?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, he was still in the group.
So it's exactly the same lineup as on the first record?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll play the record, and then we could talk some more. This is the Soul Procedures. I'm playing the But What Is This Feeling side of their second record. And this came out around 72 or 71?
Yeah.
Okay, so here it is.
My mind.
Okay, that was just the Soul Procedures with their second record that came out on the 5-0 record label. That was called But What Is This Feeling? And the other side's really good, too. That's the other side is a cover of Harvey Scales' Glamour Girl. So that was the last record that got released on that 5-0 label.
Yes.
So, and you said that pretty much it went out of business. The guy probably left with the money.
Yeah.
So, but the group stayed together, right?
Yes.
So you guys were mainly doing shows at the time?
Yeah.
And Walter was in the Five Crowns, and the Five Crowns had broken up around that time, too. Is that right?
That's right.
So did you join the Soul Procedures at that time?
Yeah, immediately after.
But then, so you did shows with the Soul Procedures.
Right.
Who did you replace in the group?
Anthony.
Yeah.
So, okay.
What's his last name?
Anthony McDaniel.
That's right, Anthony McDaniel.
So we had talked about someone named Gary Logan who's on that records.
Yeah.
Is who did Anthony McDaniels replace?
He was an original
member.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so he's on that. He's on those records too that we just played.
Yeah.
So on those records is Anthony McDaniels, Gary Logan, Fred Escobar, and then you two are also on the record.
Right.
Okay. So there were five. Were there five members or?
No, it was just four. Gary was our first lead singer.
Okay.
Okay. Anthony came in as our tenor.
Okay.
That's when I started leading more. That's how we split up everything, so we would never be dependent on one voice.
Okay.
In the group, because, you know, one voice leaves and you got a certain sound, y'all no more feasible.
Okay.
You know, so this way we always try to split it up between two, or something happened to one, one of the guys can fill in, and, Anthony could sing. He sang mostly like Eddie Kendrick, high pitched songs, you know.
Okay.
He was good at, you know, and so did Walter, you know. But Walter could sing the high notes and he'd come down.
Okay.
You know, so we always had a nice blend with him. Other than that, the three of us just been together from the beginning.
Okay.
You know.
And so what happened? Did Anthony leave and then you found Walter to replace him?
Yeah, well, Anthony passed.
Okay.
You know, and Walter fit in, you know. Walter was always dipping and dabbing with the group, so.
So, Walter, you were just, you needed another group after the soul, after the Five Crowns broke up?
You know, we were doing something, and he wanted to stay right in that active field, you know.
Okay.
So, when he joined with us, he worked.
So, you were a club group for a while. Mm. Like you played a lot of shows throughout the 70s.
Yeah.
And Walter left for a while to be in the Notations, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And you sing on Super People?
Yeah, Super People. And then a whole Notations album.
Okay. And then and the group was still together. And then around that time, like 75, you cut another record called Mirror, Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, what did there were about 4 years that you didn't record anything.
Mm-hmm.
What was the story? Were you just mainly focusing on the club stuff or...
Well, we was focusing on the club things, but we couldn't find a regular company that would take a gamble on new artists because they need so much front money.
Okay.
And so forth. So what happened, we stayed with the clubs until we got someone that was interested in us. And we were still working on original songs, you know. We always worked on original. We worked on our act for our performance.
Okay.
Club set. And we did a lot of promotion of the group ourselves, which was successful on us landing a lot of shows. We had most of the social clubs tied up when they had their annual big shows. And the clubs, they give us a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we work every weekend.
Okay.
And then we start building our own production company and start hiring some of the other local acts. Like we was working and giving them a break.
So you focused on, you had your own production company, you were producing shows. What were some of the acts that you put on?
Well, we had one of our male vocals we used, a guy named Jody Reed. He sounded similar to Al Green. And we had
Notations.
We had
Barbara
and Unique. Barbara and Unique.
That's right. I
remember that. We had the Deltons.
So did you put on a whole review like you had?
Yeah.
So you had, do you have like a comedian and other acts too?
Yeah, we had a comedian.
Sonny and Pepper.
Sonny and Pepper and High Five White, and we had, we had Walleye and the Vinquilitans, we had them. And usually when they have a show and they hear about us, they just invite us over. Come on in, just do a thing, man, and get your promotion. We always was able to pull shows from, you know, and then...
Walter Jackson,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you mainly in the 70s, you focused on putting on shows.
Yeah.
And you put on a lot of shows. And then ultimately, by 75, you found another record label to cut another record.
Yeah.
So the other record label you found, it was a label called Tremor Records.
Tremor.
And it was based in Waukegan.
Yeah.
How'd you get hooked up with that record label?
Oh, how did we get hooked up with that? I'm trying to think. How did me and Ron meet?
Ron Moore.
Yeah.
So it was owned by someone named Ron Moore?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he invited us to Waukegan. Somehow we met him here in Chicago. And we was invited to Waukegan.
And we went up there and we started rehearsing and doing tracks and heading west.
Okay.
So that was... Oh, let me see. How did I meet Ron? Ron heard the record, one of our records, and he liked the group. And he said he gave us a chance, but I'm trying to figure out, how did we meet? Did we meet in Chicago? Or did he come out to a show?
But you had a record.
One of our shows.
Yeah.
He had another artist that played the piano, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, because I forgot how we met him.
He came to one of the shows, I know that much.
And we ended up talking and invited us. We used to drive up there quite a bit, and we met everybody. I've been to his house.
Okay.
And
So then you end up cutting a record for him called Mirror Mirror.
Yes.
And for this record, you changed your name. You were the Soul Procedures, and you became just the Procedures.
Yes.
So why did you change your name?
It was because we was informed that soul could cut us out of big gigs downtown at the time by soul, because, you know, you wanted to be a group that could work for our audience, since we could sing most of any kind of songs. So we didn't want to get tired of just being identified as a black group with the soul in front.
Okay.
You know, so Procedures just meant we were unique, you know, which we were.
So how'd you come up with the name Procedures originally?
It was just the way that we formed our song, how it worked around everybody, and everybody could almost open their mouth at one time and have pure harmony.
Okay.
You know, so that's a good procedure that we got, so.
Okay.
We thought of a lot of names before we ended up voting on that last name, you know.
Okay, so you changed your name from the Soul Procedures to just the Procedures, not for the record, but actually before that, just to get to, like, broaden your audience for shows.
Yes.
It's okay. Like a unique way of doing something.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
it was really the approach and the confidence of the approach.
Okay, so I'll play this record. This record is really nice. This is called Mirror Mirror. And this got some play in Chicago, this record?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the Procedures with Mirror Mirror.
I'm the magic mirror. Now I've been around for a long time now. Ask me any question, and I'll tell you no lie. She
Okay, that was just the procedures with Mirror Mirror, and that was your guys' biggest hit in Chicago, right?
Yes.
So who did the monologue on the record?
In the beginning.
Yeah, the guy talking. That was you. Okay. So, okay. So were you the bass throughout the groups?
Yes,
you're the bass part. So we didn't talk about which parts, vocal parts, everybody sang. So Robert Smith, you were the bass.
And yeah.
What parts did everyone else sing?
My name is Willie. Billy.
Okay.
Sing baritone.
Okay.
And second tenor.
Okay.
And first.
Okay.
Yeah. I did the lead.
Okay. Okay. And Walter, are you singing on that record?
No, I'm not.
But you sing on the next record? Give me one more chance.
Yeah, I sing on that record, but that is the same copy as it is. You got that again.
Yeah, there's a second version of the record that's longer.
Yeah. So you sang tenor on the second version.
Oh, okay. So who's singing on that record?
Me.
Who's the fourth person singing on the record? Is there three? How many people are singing on that one?
Four.
Okay, but Walter's not on that version.
I think he was on it.
I think
Anthony was on that one.
Okay.
It was Anthony.
Okay. So Anthony's on that record.
Yeah,
so that came out, and do you know if you got any play nationally or mainly locally on that record?
I think it just played locally. If it's anywhere national, we would have never known unless we read about it in the paper or saw it on magazine or billboard. I know someone stated that it was a hit over in Germany, but I think
there's no way to know. Yeah,
I think they were just rubbing our head, our ego at that time.
It actually happened sometimes.
You know,
you never know.
Because they go to a different country with another group over there and say they cut the record and they're taking care of where they live. We couldn't go over there. You know, we didn't have nowhere to get to Germany.
Yeah. So. You cut that record, and Tom Tom did the arrangements on the record,
yes.
Right?
Tom Tom Washington.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting too because it's got that sitar sound on it, like a lot of the stylistics type of sound on that record. Yeah. So then that record came out, and you actually cut one more record on that label, right? So you redid Mirror Mirror, and Walter sings on the second version of the record, and then you cut another record. The other side of that was called Give Me One More Chance.
Mm-hmm.
So this record is actually a really good record, but I guess it never got distributed.
No,
probably.
No.
Okay. So, but you were still doing a lot of shows around that time.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll play the record and then we could talk some more. This is the Procedures with Give Me One More Chance.
Let me
Okay, that was just the Procedures with their very last record, totally excellent cut called Give Me One More Chance. And that's the only record that, Walter, you're actually singing on, that's that
right,
one too, right. And the B-side, the
right.
Second version of Mirror Mirror.
That's right.
So that record, even though it was a good song, didn't really get played. It's just the record label didn't distribute it or do anything with it. So, and you were telling me that probably the same like band that was playing on the Curtain Records was playing on that.
Mm-hmm.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely a cool song.
Sure.
So the group stayed together for a long time after that, right?
Yeah.
So, most groups around that time, so that record came out, I think, 76, 75 or 76.
Yeah.
And most groups were, like, leaving Chicago or breaking up around that time. But you guys actually managed to stay together for a while.
Yeah.
So I know most groups told me that, like, they couldn't even find clubs to play at anymore. Like, a lot of the clubs closed around then?
Yes. You know, they were closing down and...
Or burnt down.
Burnt down, and we had to start utilizing the big hall that was available.
Okay.
You know, like the packing house.
Or like banquet halls, that type of thing?
Yeah, banquet halls.
Armory.
So you would produce
Condensa demo,
Condensa demo,
Saber Room. There you go.
But you would produce. You were still producing shows where the public could.
Fireside, Brandon Club, China Drive. All we. What's the one out? Yeah, you said because that's the one out.
That's a lot of exclusive clubs.
Packed house. Yeah, all we ever had. Remember
exclusive.
Okay. So you still had an audience even though all the clubs had closed around the time.
Yeah.
So you said,
How long
did you guys stay together for?
Up to 1985, I believe it was.
That's a long time, yeah. Not most groups I talked to broke up way before then. So are any of you involved with music today?
Yeah. I'm still involved.
I am. I sing
really.
Okay.
No, I was doing some shows by myself for a while, but not anymore.
Okay. Did you ever release anything?
No.
Okay. Walter, are you doing anything with music?
Yeah, I'm playing trumpet, keyboard, guitar. I'm producing my own songs.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm still working on. I got a few irons in the fire right now, but the finished project is always the best project.
So hopefully something will come out.
In the future.
And so first of all, thanks so much for coming up here and telling your story.
Thanks for having
us. It's
always
a pleasure.
And so any last words for the audience?
Yes, they can catch me, Fred Escobar, at the Taste.
Okay.
Next year in Chicago. And just look for the advertising in the paper. I've been there for the last 5 years. And I've been working with a traveling company called Brian Traveling Agency. And
oh, I didn't know that.
I've been working New York, Washington, Canada, Tennessee.
So you're doing shows in all those places?
Yes.
What are you just billed as Fred Escobar?
Yes.
Okay.
Single act.
And what kind of stuff do you do with those shows?
Ballads, standards, jazz.
Okay.
So the groups, most of the songs I have are already tracked. With background, so I just end up putting a vocal on it.
Okay.
You know, you can almost say, some folks call it like a karaoke music, you know. But like I said, you know, you got to sing the song, so karaoke means nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming down and telling your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, if anyone has any questions, they can call up here. The number is 773-702-8424. And this last record I'm going to play is the Soul Procedures with their version of Glamour Girl.